first few lines in his introduction to the Yad HaZaka, to the Mishnah Torah, quotes the Gemara in the beginning of Brachas, I think it's Daf Hei Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, commenting on the Pasuk in Chumash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us HaTorah BaHaMitzvah. So the Gemara says, HaTorah is a Torah Shebichsav, BaHaMitzvah is a Torah Shebal Peh. So the Rambam writes that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai the Torah, he gave him the Torah Shebichsav with the Pirush on the Torah Shebichsav, the Hainu, the Torah Shebal Peh. And he mentioned several times in the same first paragraph that the Torah Shebal Peh is the Pirush on the Torah Shebichsav. And he quotes this passage from the Gemara, Torah VaMitzvah. Mitzvah means the Torah Shebal Peh, which is the Pirush of the Torah Shebichsav. So if it's a Pirush, it sounds like everything blends in together. It's one big picture, the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebal Peh. Similarly, Rabbi Hirsch writes in one of his essays about, he has a lot of essays about Torah Shebal Peh. He had a lot of disagreements with Gratz. Gratz has a lot to say about the Torah Shebal Peh, so he disagrees a lot. Yeah. So he, in one of his essays, he writes, Amoshal Ma'adav Adayma, the relationship between the Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. Somebody gets up and gives a lecture. And then the listeners don't have a tape recorder. They didn't have such one. They can't take so quickly to quote the shorthand word for word. So they write Rashi Prokim. So for every paragraph that the speaker says, so they write half a sentence. If the notes, when they look at the notes, they'll be able to reconstruct everything that they heard. But it's really Yaisri Masha Kosov Khan. It's much more than the Rashi Prokim. There was a whole lecture. If they look at the Rashi Prokim, they'll be able to figure out what they heard. So the same is over here. Rabbi Hirsch says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, he gave him a whole lecture on Gidon Oshen, a whole lecture on Basa B'Cholim, and a whole lecture on Shabbos, and Kashrus, and Taras HaMishpoch, and everything. And then the Rabbi Shalom said, I want you to write down notes, Rashi Prokim, and that's the Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav is only sort of an outline. It's an outline in sentences, but there's so much missing. How come there's so much missing? Doesn't mean that was never given. No. It was so much that Rabbi Shalom said, just write Rashi Prokim. So he's also assuming, like the Rambam, it seems to be, that the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebal Peh is really one big unit. Everything blends in together, it's really one big unit. The Torah Shebichsav is a kitzer, it's a Rashi Prokim, it's the highlights of the Torah, of the big picture of the Torah Shebal Peh. So this is on the one hand. On the other hand, however, we know that we celebrate Shavuos, and in the davening we refer to Shavuos as Ma Matan Taraseinu. This is the Yontif, this is the theme of the Yontif, Ma Matan Taraseinu. And the Mishnah in the end of Tainis, the Mishnah says, Lahoyu Lahem Yisrael, Yamim Tovim, Kiyom Kippurim Kechamishas Asa Ba'av, the two jolliest days of the year, in the calendaric year, were Yom Kippur. Chamishos above, that the girls used to borrow dresses from their friends and used to go dancing in the gardens and the vineyards, and the boys would make shiduchim, and it was very frail. It was lebedi frail. So the Gemara says, why was it so frail? So bishleima Yom Kippur, we understand why we're celebrating. Zok the Gemara Yom Shenitna Batayra, the luchashnius were given on Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur is that we celebrate Kabbalah Satara, so we understand why it's such a happy occasion. But what is Chamishos above all about? So the Gemara gave down a whole discussion. The Gemara quotes five or six different suggestions. What's the historical background of Chamishos above? What are you celebrating? But Yom Kippur, that we understand why it's an occasion for celebration. It's the day of Kabbalah Sater, the day that Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luch HaShnius. So Rab Shlomo Levilna has a Sefer Binyan Shlomo, Chelik Arachayim. He has another Sefer Atzei Beroshim, that's on Chelik Yerideya. On Arachayim in the Sefer Binyan Shlomo, he was a dayan in Vilna when they were printing the Vilna Shas 100 years ago. So he was the magi on the Vilna Shas. He was magi the Vilna Shas bal peh from memory. Yeah. So he writes in the Sefer in the Binyan Shlomo, he raises this question. The Rav also said this part. What do you need two Yomim Tovim celebrating Kabbalah Sateri? You celebrate both on Shavuos and on Yom Kippur. Isn't it enough one day? How come they're so different? This the Rav didn't discuss. How come they're so different that on Shavuos the Gemara says, Hakol Moedim Batzeres? Everybody agrees that on Shavuos you have to eat a lot. On Pesach and on Sukkot there's a Machlekes Rav Lezer and Rav Yeshua how to celebrate the Yontif. Because of Echadoy Matzeres Tialachem, because of Echadoy Matzeres Lashem Elokecho. So there's a machlokes atanaim. How are you supposed to celebrate? But on Shavuos, since it's the Yom Kabbalah Satera, Hakol Moedim, Bein Ole Rav Lezer, Bein the Rebbe Shu, everybody agrees, you have to have elaborate meals, you have to eat more than usual, because Yom Shenitna Batera. So you see that L'Kovit Kabbalah Satera, you have to eat a lot, and Punktan Yom Kippur, L'Kovit Kabbalah Satera, you eat nothing, you fast. So the Shaila is, how come you need two Yomim Tevim to celebrate Kabbalah Satera? And how come on this Yontif, which is for Kabbalah Satera, you bedavke have to eat extra because of the fact that it's Yom Kabbalah Satera, Yom Shenitna Batera? And on Yom Kippur, you bedavke fast. So he gives the answer that there are two Torahs, there's Torah Shebichzav and there's Torah Shebalpeh, and the Chazal have such a comment in more than one place in the Gemara. You have in the Chumash mentioned a few times, you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he gave Chukim, Mishpatim, Mitzvos, and then it says Toros. Vosfara Toros, Chukim, there are a lot of Chukim, Mishpatim, Eidosai, Mitzvosai, but Toros, there's only one Torah, there are no other. So Gemara says Torosai are the two Torahs, the one Torah Shebichzav and then one Torah Shebalpeh. So the Shaila Frektzach, if the Torah Shebalpeh is just the Pirish and the Torah Shebichzav, like the Rambam refers to it. Or the way Rabbi Hirsch says, the Torah Shebichzav is just an outline, like one would listen to a lecture. This is Rashi Prokim to remind you of the whole big picture. So why is it referred to as Torosai? It's basically one and the same. It's the same thing. So Rav Shlomo Levilner writes, it's not the same. They're two different, we celebrate on two different occasions. On Shavuos we celebrate Kabbalah's Torah Shebichzav, and on Yom Kippur we celebrate Kabbalah's Torah Shebalpeh. And then he quotes a little Kabbalah, and he explains why, therefore, you have to eat L'Kovit Kabbalah's Torah Shebichzav, and you have to fast L'Kovit Kabbalah's Torah Shebalpeh. That part is already a little complicated. Rav Soloveitchik also had this in one of his drashas, one of the Kinas Tshuva drashas. He developed the same notion, the basic idea, that the two Yamim Tevim on which we celebrate Kabbalah Satera, Shavuos and Yom Kippur, one is celebration of Torah Shebichzav, one is celebration of Torah Shebalpeh, but he said it and he printed it, and he didn't print it, it was printed in his name, Pinchas Peli printed it in his name, in Alat Tshuva. So he said it based on the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi has Shalosh Shuvos Beis HaLevi by Rav Soloveitchik's great-grandfather, that's Rav Chaim's father. He has three volumes, three thin volumes of Shalosh Shuvos. At the end of the second chelek, he has a collection of drushes. They're very long drushes. So the last drusha, I think the 18th drusha there, the very last few pages in the second volume, is all about the Luchas Rishonis as opposed to the Luchas Shnias. So Beis HaLevi quotes Mamari Chazal, one is Taka Gemara Shabbos, where the Gemara says that the Luchas were through and through. You can read through and through. So the Gemara says, the Gemara gives examples of words that don't appear on Ochi Hashem Alekech, not for Naseres Adibris. What they give examples of words that don't appear in the Naseres Adibris? Yeah. So the Beis HaLevi quotes from Midrashim, quotes a lot of Midrashim and passages from the Zohar, that the original plan was, before the Chet HaEgel, the original plan was that the Ganze Torah is going to be written on the Luchas. The Anochi Hashem Lekech, the Aseres Adibus was engraved, but more than that, the whole Torah Shebichzav, all the Psukim, and the whole Torah Shebalpeh, everything. And whoever would have a Shaila would just look at the Luchas and you'd be able to get an answer straight. It would have everything there. And then when Moshe Rabbeinu came down and he saw the Bnei Yisrael dancing around the Egel, so the Beis HaLevi quotes up his two Midrash, and one Midrash says that he dropped the Luchas because it became so heavy, the Oisiyos were Parchos. If you have heavy stone, it's so heavy, how can you carry such stone? So the answer is no, but if the stone is engraved through and through, it's carved out, so it's all empty space. It's a lot of air, it's a little stone, a lot of air. But when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Hasina, he saw that they were dancing around the Egel, so the Oisiyos were Parchos, all of the letters flew away, so the Mela, the whole stone filled itself back up again. So it was so heavy, he couldn't hold it anymore, so he dropped it. So one, it's a machlekes tanoim, I think, in the Midrash, and tanoim, amarayim. So one opinion in the Medrash is that he dropped it, the other opinion is that he smashed it. Asher shibarta means that he smashed it. So the Beis HaLevi talks about this machlekes, whether he smashed it. Yeah, that version that he gave Yashi Koyach, that follows the opinion that he smashed it. Asher shibarta, Ashkar Asher shibarta means that he chose to smash it. And the other version in the Medrash, the other opinion in the Medrash says, no, he didn't smash it, it just fell down because it was so heavy. So the Beis HaLevi develops a whole idea, he makes a compromise, he says that when originally the Luchas Rishonis had everything written, and everything was going to be Torah Shebichsav. There wasn't going to be any Torah Shebal Peh. The plan on Shavuos was that there's only Torah Shebichsav. And you look, and that's going to be the Luchas. You won't even need Chamisha Chumash Torah. The Luchas will have everything from A to Z. You look at the Luchas, it's going to have to be able to figure out every Shiloh. But then, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down, and he saw the Chet HaEgel, so the rest of the Oisiyas were Parchos, the Aseres HaDibros remained. The rest of the Oisiyas, over and above the Aseres HaDibros were Parchos, that went away, and then it became heavy, either he dropped it, he threw it out, whatever, and then the Rabbeinu Shlom said, Psal Luchos, Shnei Luchos, Avarim, Karishenim, Chasavti, Ala Luchos, Chasavti, Es HaDorim, Asher Hoyu, Ala Luchos, Arishonim, Asher Shibarto, means I will engrave now only what was left on the luchas at the time that you smashed it. That means only Anochi Hashem Elokecha Le'ilcha, only the Aseres HaDibros. Rabbeinu Shlom was not going to engrave everything that was there the first time. The first time everything was there A to Z, over and above the Aseres HaDibros. And the second time that Rabbeinu Shlom said, I will only engrave as Hadvarim Asher Hayu Al Luchos HaRishonim Asher Shibarta at the time that you smashed it. So when Moshe Rabbeinu came down the second time on Har Sinai, on Yom HaKippurim, it only had engraved the Aseres HaDibros. The rest of the Chamisha Chumash Torah were going to be given Torah Shebichsav, true. But the new plan was that it's going to be with the Torah Shebal Peh. Why did the plan change? What happened? Why? Because of the Chet HaEgel. So that's what the Beis Halevi has in Arichas. He quotes Midrashim and Zohar. There he quotes a lot of Midrashim, a lot of Zohar to back everything up. That if not for the fact that Bnei Yisrael sinned with the Chet HaEgel, that the Ummah Soilim wouldn't have had any shlita over the Bnei Yisrael, it wouldn't be shaykh that there should be any golos, any persecutions, any anti-Semitism. We would have been spared from all of that. But after the Chet HaEgel, we lost that zchus, so it was understood that the Goyim will have shlita over the Bnei Yisrael. Going to have shlita of Bnei Yisrael, they'll have shlita over the Torah also. So they're going to take the Torah and they'll say that they're the Yidden. The Christians, they say that they're the Yamanifa. They're going to say that they're the Jews, they have the Torah, and they're the Balabatim over the Gansa Torah. So that's what the Pasuk says in Novi. The Gemara in Gittin of Samach and Beis quotes the Pasuk in Novi. Echtav l'aluruba tarosi halokam ozar nechshovu. So Taisus quotes the Taisus there in Gittin, Samach and Beis, quotes the Medrash explaining that Pasuk. The Ummah Soilim are going to be shoylet on our bodies, going to be shoylet on the Torah, and they're going to balabat to this. If they're going to have an art scroll, now they have art scroll taka. They told me that the Vatican always has a standing order, that whenever they print another volume of art scroll, they get 18 copies. Because they have the chevra who sit and learn, they have a kernel there. They sit and learn, so they need an art scroll. Okay. You do have. I'm sure it pays better than the Yiddish kernel. Yeah.
I know, they don't get paid the kernel.
Huh?
They don't get paid.
They don't get paid?
No. They don't get paid anything.
Yeah.
They don't have families to support. They don't have sons sitting in kernel.
So the Taisus in Gittin, and Av Samach and Beis quote such a medrash. That because the Rabbanu Shalom knows that the Ummah Soilim will be shoylet on the Torah, and they're going to grab the Torah and they're going to say that they're the Balabatim. So that's why the Rabbanu Shalom left out the Torah Shebal Peh. They shouldn't have what to grab hold of. There should be something unique that Bnei Yisrael will be able to say, we are the Eden. We have the Torah Shebal Peh, which the Ummah Soilim don't have. Echta loy ruba tayrasi, if the Rabbanu Shalom says, if I would have written everything into the Torah Shebal Peh, so the Eden would have been strangers to Goyim, who will be shoylet on the Torah. They'll claim that they're the Balabatim over everything. So the first plan was, the original plan was, Kaidim Chet HaEgel, Amale Lachati Yisrael B'Chet HaEgel, O'Sholt B'Hemum V'Loshen. So you could have had everything. You could have had the Gans Torah Shemal Peh, everything engraved, and the Ummah Soilim wouldn't be shoylet over us, wouldn't be shoylet over the Torah. But after the Chet HaEgel, the whole plan had to be changed. So that's where the Beis HaLevi has all our Arichas. So that's why the Luchas Shnius already had two units, a Torah Shebichsav and a Torah Shebal Peh. So that's what that's how Rav Soloveitchik suggested, along the lines of the Binyan Shloimai, but with the Beis HaLevi, that Taka, we have two Yomim Tevim to celebrate Kabbalah. So Torah Shavuos is the Kabbalah's Torah Shebichsav, because according to the first plan, according to the original plan, there wasn't going to be any Torah Shebal Peh. Everything was going to be Torah Shebichsav, and everything was there engraved on the Luchas. And the second plan was the Yom Kippur plan, Nebuch, after the Chet Egel, we had to have two separate units, the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebal Peh. In fact, Rav Soloveitchik got it on, and that drosha, it's printed in the Alat Shuva, he suggested that maybe that's why in the Chumash, in Parshas Achrei Mois, the Seder Avodas Yom Kippurim is Shaloi Ala Seder, it's not written in order. So the Chazal had a tradition of the Torah Shebal Peh that you don't do it the way it's written in the Chumash. According to the way it's written in Chumash, the Kohen Gadol doesn't go in twice. We have first Avodah and Big Day Zohav, then Big Day Lovan, then Zohav, then Lovan, then Zohav. In the Chumash, right, Hatzos Kafa Machta is written together. So if you do it the way it's written in the Chumash, there are only three units to the Avodah on Yom Kippurim. First Avodah, Big Day Zohav, then Lovan, then Zohav. Finished. So the Torah Shebal Peh gives a tradition, Gemiri, we have a tradition, Allah HaMashim Sina, Chumash Tevilas, Asari Kiddushin. You have to have five times Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. You have to have five times tefillah in the mikveh. Every time the Kohen puts on the big dekuna, he has to be tefillah in the mikveh. And every time he either takes off or puts on the big dekuna, he has to have kiddush adayim raglayim. So because we broke up the avodah into five units instead of three, that's why we have the five tefillahs in the asara kiddushin. So right. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested. Maybe the reason why the Torah didn't spell it out mefurish is because that was his suggestion. Maybe because on Yom Kippur we're celebrating the Kabbalah's Torah Shebal Peh, so the Rebbe Shalom wanted to make it to emphasize this point. Look over here in the parasha of Yom Kippurin, without the Torah Shebal Peh, you wouldn't know how to do it properly. Recently I was reading an essay. Someone wrote a whole essay in a collection of historical essays about the background of Kol Nidre. Kol Nidre is a big problem. What is Kol Nidre all about? The Rishonim had a lot of trouble with this. Aposheb Shad Kol Nidre is a Hatoras and Dor. So what's so serious about Kol Nidre? Usually when a person has a neder, make Hatoras and Dor, you get a bezni, put together, 1, 2, 3, mutalach, and frantic. What's such a serious niggin, and everybody cries, and if it's pumped on Yom Kippur. So the different suggestions were made over the years. And each one slugs up what the other one says. This doesn't make sense. And one of the suggestions, somebody published a paper in 1918 or something, some suggestion that Yom Kippur, he tries to document that Yom Kippur used to be the day on which he used to have a parade to celebrate the fact that we subscribe to the Torah Shebal Peh. The religious Jews would celebrate the fact, and they would make Hataras Nedarim on Yom Kippur, right before Yom Kippur, to demonstrate that, because the Mishnah in the last line in the first Perek in Chagigah says that Hetan Nedarim is Parchem Boavir, the Hataras Nedarim is purely Torah Shebal Peh, Ve'en Lehem Ameshi Yismochet, there's mamish no mocker in the Chumash at all. The Gemara there in the end of the first Perek in Chagigah quotes Tanoim and Amoraim who disagree, say, no, you can't darshan it from this pasuk, from that pasuk. La Yachal Dvaruh Hu Eina Mechel, La Balachir Mechel, La Vigmar quotes other Tanoim. But the Tan and the Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah, in the end, the last line, in the first Perek in Chagigah, says not so. It says, Het and Adar Parachim Ba'avir, it's just transmitted, Ish Mepi Ish Ad Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a pure Halacha L'Moshe Nisinai, and there's no drosh at all. So that's what some professor in the early 1900s published such a suggestion. The later generations, they didn't think that there was enough evidence to back up such a hashorah. But it's an interesting idea that on Yom Kippur, they used to have a parade, that he does document, they used to have a parade in Yerushalayim to celebrate the fact that the religious Jews did subscribe to the Torah Shebal Peh. And what he added on was, maybe that's why they said Kol Nidre b'mitzirah for Yom Kippur, because to show that we're subscribing to the Torah Shebal Peh. Anyway, so this is the Shaila. If you have two different days to celebrate the Kabbalah's Torah Shebichsav and Kabbalah's Torah Shebal Peh, and the Chazal say, Toro Soy, that it's two different Torahs, so one perhaps gets the impression that it's not Stam Apirish, not Stam the Torah Shebichsav is an outline of the big lecture, and it's really all the same thing. It's not just Rosh Hashanah. It sounds like the two different units. Otherwise, what are you celebrating on two different days? Then there's a famous Rosh in Bobakame. Rav Soloveitchik said over at Rosh once from the Balatanya. I think it said it's in the Likutei Torah. I looked and I never found it, but he said it over from the Balatanya that the part of the Drosha was, there is a Gemara in the second Perek in Bobakame where the Gemara has a Sofik regarding Tzruris. Tzruris means like this. There's a Pasuk of Shem Beregel. Shem Beregel means, if I allow my behemoth to walk into your backyard, And it tramples the tomatoes and it makes hezek just by walking there. So you pay nezek sholem. Shem beregel b'shus hanizik, you pay nezek sholem. But what happens if the behemoth is walking in your backyard and it kicks pebbles just by walking? Pebbles fly and they smash windows. So the Gemara says that that's tzuris and you pay chatzin nezek. So the Gemara says, how does that, where does that come from that you pay chatzin nezek? There's no pasuk. So the Gemara says, hilchos gemeri lo. So Rashi and Tosfos and the Rosh, maybe the Rambam doesn't agree, but Rashi, Tosfos and the Rosh learn pshat. Whenever it says in the Gemara, hilchos gemeri lo, they understand that that means halacha l'mosh misina. The Netziv makes a big fuss, he documents it that the Rambam does not agree. He shows that the Rambam's opinion, Netziv has an hakdamah to the Shilfus. He has a long arichas in the beginning, that the Rambam, whenever the Gemara writes Hilchos HaGemira Lo, the Rambam will not write Halacha Moshe Misinai. It'll always write Mipi Hashmua Lomdu, and it doesn't mean the same as Halacha Moshe Misinai, and he has that arichas. But the Rashi and Tosfos and the Rosh learn that it's the same thing. Gemiri, Hilchos HaGemira Lo, Gemiri, Gemara Gemira Lo, that's what it means that it's Halacha Moshe Misinai. So the Gemara there raises the question, what's the nature of this din, that you only pay Chatzin Nezik on the Tzur? So if the Behem is walking, and the pebbles fly and it smashes the window, why do you only pay chatzin nezek? How should we understand it? Should we say mikar adin? It should have been koicha kegufay domi, and the bala behemah should really be chayv to pay nezek sholim like regular shem v'regel. But halacha moshe misina came and it's mekel. Maybe I should say faket mikar adin koicha lav kegufay domi. Mikar adin only if the behemah does hezek directly with its own body. But when the behemoth kicks a pebble and it flies and it smashes something, maybe Mikra Adin, I should really say, Bala behemoth should have been potter legamre, and the halacha l'moshe misina is machmer. So how are you supposed to view it? What's an afkemina? What's the difference? I don't know. So Rava raises the question. So the Gemara says, Basa debaya hada pashta. If the Rava raised the question, he was poshed it, that the Ikra Adin is that the koicha is kegufa dami, Mikra Adin, you really should have been chayv to pay nazik shalim. The halacha l'moshe misina comes to be mekel. How is he poshut? So usually when the Gemara says basa debaya, when they have a shaila, and they say he was poshut, so they say he was poshut from a pasuk, from a mishnah, from a braise, from a svara. The Gemara doesn't give any haichacha. It just says he was thinking about it, and then he thought, and he came to the conclusion. What prompted him to come to that conclusion? So the Rosh fills in the missing line, so he says, oh, he came to the realization that halacha l'moshe misina is always lahakil. You never have halacha l'moshe misina lahachmer, and he references you, the Rosh, tells you to look in the Gemara in the beginning of Sukkah. But the Gemara is trying to work out how many walls does a Sukkah have to have? Two walls and a little bit, or three walls and a little bit? So it's a machlek in satanoim. So we pass from two walls and a little bit. Shtayim kilchasim, kilchasim means L-shape, the right angle to each other. Ushlishis, and the third wall, afila tefach. So the Gemara says that shlishis afila tefach, that's a halacha l'moshe misina. So the Gemara says, and how did you figure this out? That Reb Lezer, the Tana Reb Lezer says, got to have three walls, and he says tefach, and we paskin two walls, and the shlishis hafila tefach. So the Gemara works it out based on psukim, and then the conclusion of the Gemara is, the psukim seem to indicate you need more walls, and the halacha l'moshe misina comes lahakil, to subtract. So the Rosh raises the question, maybe fakert, maybe the halacha l'moshe misina comes to add on. So he says, you see from the gist of the Gemara in the beginning of Sukkah that the nature of halacha l'moshe misina is that it's always lahakel. So the Mekubalim say that the Torah Shebichsav, whatever, I'm not sure what this means exactly, that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, but the Torah Shebichsav was given in Midas Adin, and Torah Shebalpeh was given in Midas HaChesed, so that's what the Torah Shebalpeh, that the halacha l'moshe misina is always coming lahakel, it's never lahachme. And there's such a famous comment that the Ran has in Masech HaShabbos on Daf Ayin Gimel, and the Mishnah and Dafa and Gimel and Masech Shabbos lists off all the Yavis Malachis. So the Ran comments, all of the Malachis were in the Mishkan. That's how the Gemara says, how do you know what constitutes a Malacha? Whatever was necessary. Vasiyas HaMishkan, that's a Malacha. But then the Gemara asks, what about Mabar Dalar Amis B'Shus Aram? That they didn't have in the Mishkan, to carry Dalar Amis in the B'Shus Aram. So the Gemara finally says, and Daf Tzadik Vav and Shabbos, that's Hilchos HaGemira Lo. That's Halacha L'moshe Misina. So the Ran says, Halacha l'moshe misina, you're going to give the guy an einish misa? Who ever heard that you give misa or ischaif kares if he's mechal Shabbos by Mavar Dal and Amis? How do you give an einish on halacha l'moshe misina? So the Ran develops an idea that the Balamor has, but the Balamor doesn't give this proof. The Ran gives this proof. The Ran says, how can it be that there's an einish misa and einish kares? What do you have on halacha l'moshe misina? Onshim. It's like Halacha Moshe Messina has to be easygoing. You can't have such serious punishments on that. So he says, no, this is a different kind of Halacha Moshe Messina. The Halacha Moshe Messina says over here that every object has Dalet Amos around it as its mokum. So if you carry an object Dalet Amos away, that's Moitzim Rishus Lishus. If the object is in the Rishus HaYochid, the wall swallow everything up, and the whole Rishus HaYochid is one big Rishus. But if you have an object sitting in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, so the Dalet Amos surrounding the object are considered Mekom Mashal HaChefetz, and if you Moitzi the Chefetz, Chutz LeDalet HaMoisov, so those says Maver Moitzim Rishus Lishus. So Moitzim Rishus Lishus was in the Mishkan. Moitzim Rishus Lishus was in the Mishkan, just Marba Dalet Amos was not, but the Halacha L'Moshe Messinai cannot be, that's what the Ran argues, cannot be that it's a separate Issa. No, separate Issa, how can you have Koris and Issa and Halacha L'Moshe Messinai? Must be that the Halacha L'Moshe Messinai puts it back into the category of Motzim Mishus Mishus. So the Ran is also, apparently, they had some tradition like that, that Halacha L'Moshe Messinai, you can't get Koris and you can't get Misa, except you have to be easygoing on it. So it would appear that that we are assuming that Torah Shebichsav, Halacha L'Moshe Messina is real Torah Shebalpeh. Apparently we are assuming that that the Torah Shebalpeh is not just the rest of the missing lecture, not just that the Torah Shebichsav is the outline of the lecture and everything else is just missing. It's a different unit, it's a different section. Furthermore, we have the Midah of Kal V'Chomer. We have a Midah of Kal V'Chomer that the Shagas Aryeh in his Tshuvos refers to Yudana Kal V'Chomer Medin Echad L'Chaveiro. Let's say the Mishnah in Bava Kama and Daf Chafei makes a Kal V'Chomer from Mishen V'Regel to Keren. Or a lot of times you learn, Mamatzinu, it says in the Mishkan, Atzi Shitim Omdim, that the Karshi HaMishkan was straight, the Kroshim were like this. Oh, not the same way they grew Kederach Nilos, and they couldn't chop down a tree and then put it sideways, and they couldn't put it upside. That has to be the same way it grew. So the Gemara learns out from there, too, Lulav and Esrig. What does Lulav and Esrig have to do with the Mishkan? So the answer is that Kol HaTorah Kula is interrelated. All the dinim make up one big picture. So that's why you can be dana mamatzinu or Kal V'Chomer midin echad l'chaveira. However, the Gemara says ein donim Kal V'Chomer mehalocha. If you have halocha l'moshe misinai, you cannot extend that, and you cannot say, well, if the din is like that over there, Kal V'Chomer over here. No, as if to imply that halocha l'moshe misinai doesn't that separate. The system only, the system that's all together. It's only the Torah Shebichsav, and the Torah Shebalpeh is a separate system. It doesn't fit into the same system. So you have over here contradictions. We started off the Rambam in the beginning of the Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayis, writes that the Torah Shebalpeh is just the Pirush of the Torah Shebichsav. And Rabbi Hirsch gave this mashal of the Rashi Prokem, the outline, and then you seem to have hoichachas from sources that it's not so. From the start of what you have to say is, perhaps what you have to say is not so complicated. The Rambam has a famous introduction to the Pirush HaMishnayis. It's printed in the back of Brachas and all the regular Gemaras, right before the Pirush HaMishnayis and Brachas, has a long Hakdamah. So the Rambam writes that the Mishnayis are transmitting to us the whole Torah Shebalpeh. And what does the Torah Shebalpeh consist of? So he defines it, he gives you logical categories, they're different categories. So he says, well, Torah Shebalpeh consists of Halachas L'Moshe Messinai. Okay. Then you have Halachas L'Moshe Messinai means a din that has no way to derive it from the Psukim. That no Midrash HaTorah Nedreshes Shem can teach you that. Purely Halachas L'Moshe Messinai. Then you have Midrash HaTorah Nedreshes Shem. Then you have Droshes. How to figure out from the Psukim that this is the din. Then you have Dinim Derabbanan. The Rambam sounds like he's saying that all the Dinim Derabbanan become a chelik of the Torah Shebal Peh. Not some din derabbanan. All halachas at the chachamim amisakein become a chelik of the Torah Shebal Peh. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say. He gave shiurim in Maria for so many years on brachas, then on Megillus. I remember once after staying on brachas for so long, so he said someone may used to give a shiur in Yiddish. He used to say in Yiddish, somebody may ask a question: what do we learn brachas, which on the level of the rice is bitul Torah? It's only a mitzvah Talmud Torah midirabbanan. Why didn't we learn zvachim and menachas? That has so many dinim deraisa. He would have had Talmud Torah deraisa. Why did he just settle for Talmud Torah derabbanan? So he drew a distinction. He thought that it's not correct. He thought that all the dinim derabbanan, the obligation to observe these dinim derabbanan, is only midirabbanan. The obligation to say bari priyu adama and to daven and to say birchas kriyashman, smichas gula and tefillah, all the obligations, The Chovis HaGavra is only with the Rabbanim, but he taught the Cheftza Shal Torah, it becomes a Chelek of Torah, Torah Shebal Peh, on the level of Deraisa. So he thought that one who learns Dinim de Rabbanon is in fulfillment of the mitzvah Talmud Torah on the level of Deraisa, not just on the level of the Rabbanon. It's possible to fulfill a mitzvah of Talmud Torah even on a din where there's no chiyuv min haTorah to fulfill it. How do you know that that's true? So he brought a hechacha from Shitas Beis Shammai. That the Gemara says, many times the Gemara will explain the opinions of Beis Shammai. So the Shai says, but what are we studying Beis Shammai Shita for? We know we don't pass from like Beis Shammai. So the Gemara says, no. Elu v'elu, divrei l'kim chayim. What do you mean? But there is no chayvus agarva to follow Beis Shammai. You're not allowed to follow Beis Shammai. We haven't accepted their opinion. But nonetheless, when we discuss their Shita, there is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Because the Shita is Beis Shammai, is a chepsa shal Torah. Elu v'elu, divrei l'kim chayim. So he thought the same is true. He thought that the Rambam was saying that the same is true regarding all the dinim de Rabbanim. That the dinim de Rabbanim become a chelik of the Torah Shabbat Peh on the level of their Raisi, even though the Chayvus Agavir to fulfill these mitzvahs itself, the obligation is only with the Rabbanim. So the Rambam seems like he's giving in the Hagdomah to the Pirish HaMishnayis, he has it in big letters, a chelik Aleph, a chelik Abeis, it's all together, so you can't miss it there. So he says, the Mishnayis can present to us the Torah Shabbat Peh, which consists of several different things. So he says, one he calls Pirushim Hamakubalim Lamashim Misina. So he says, let's say, Ayin Tachas Ayin. So you might think that it's an eye for an eye. So the Torah Shabbat Peh says, no, that's not what it means. Or it says, Priyates Hodor. You pick a nice fruit and Priyates Hodor. So the Rambam says, no, it means an Esrog. So the Torah Shabbat Peh just tells us the Pirush Hamilah said, that's what it means. So that's one category. Pirushim Hamakubalim Lamashim Misina. Then you have Halacha Lamashim Misina, that there's no way to derive this dinim. That's pure Torah Shabbat Peh. Then you have Midrash HaTorah and the Dreshes Bem. You have all the dinim that they darshan with a klal prat, the klal, with a binyanab, with a kal v'chaymer, with all the various drushes. Midrash HaTorah and the Dreshes Bem. And then you have all the dinim de Rabbanon. That's what he writes. These are the four different categories. All the dinim de Rabbanon are also part of the Torah Shabbat Peh. And then the Rambam in many places will refer to. He's never going to refer to a din in the Chumash as Dibrei Sofrin. Let's say the fact that you have to wear tzitzis and tefillin and say Krishma and eat matzah and blow shofar and Rosh Hashanah, that's not called Dibrei Sofrin, that's called Dibrei Torah. So what does the Rambam refer to as Dibrei Sofrin? He never refers to Halachas Lamoshe Misinai as Dibrei Sofrin either. Dibrei Sofrin means a din where there was rabbinic input. So where is there Sofrin? Are there Talmid HaChachamim? So where was their rabbinic input? So dinim de Rabbanon, obviously there was a lot of rabbinic input. They instituted the old din Yesh Me'ayin. So all the dinim de Rabbanon are referred to as Divrei Sofrim. And the Rambam uses the expression based on Mishnayis and Brises from Gemaras like that. All of the dinim that are derived through the Midrash HaTorah and Reshes Behem, that it's up to the Chachmei HaTorah Shebechol Dor V'Dor to darshan the dinim. So he refers to that also as Divrei Sofrim. So the Pashtus perhaps is, we had a contradiction between the different sources, whether the Torah Shabbat Peh is really one unit with the Torah Shabbat Chsav, or perhaps is something separate. So maybe the answer is that there are different parts to the Torah Shabbat Peh. Certain parts of the Torah Shabbat Peh are clearly Pirushim Mamish of the Torah Shabbat Chsav. Let's say the Pirushim Mamish Kobolim Lamashim Misina. That's not Mamish Achelik of the Torah Shabbat Chsav. So that of course is part of the same unit. But let's say the Halachas Lamashim Misina, which are purely Torah Shabbat Peh, so that perhaps the word is over there, that that's taka a separate entity. There is a Gemara, I'd like to continue on this theme a little bit. There is a Gemara in Gittin, on Daf Samach Amid Bey, the same Daf, where the Machloik, where that Pasuk is quoted, Echta La Ruba Tarasi, Halokamor Zar Nechshovu. The Prima Godim wrote a whole running commentary on Yeridei, and then he wrote it, then he printed later, years later he printed a whole running commentary on Arachayim, on the Taz and the Mogen Avram. And then he wrote a Psicha Kolelis. He wrote a general introduction. It's not really an introduction to Arachayim, it's an introduction to all of Torah Shabbat Peh. So he has a Hagdomah to the Psicha. Eider Afangton Sereden, Hatter Esl Haverda. Yeah. So he has a Hagdomah to the Psicha. It's called the Psicha Kolelis. And he has a hakdama to that. My father used to tell me many years ago, he said, the Psicha Kolelis is printed in tiny letters and it goes on pages and pages and long columns. The Prima Godim are long columns on the page. My father said that someone should get a doctoral dissertation. They should print the Psicha Kolelis, everything should be a paragraph and big letters and give all the footnotes and cross-references with notations. So 40 years later, I found that many people had already done it in Europe, and people are still doing it now. There must have been at least 15 Svarim in Europe where they gave all the Marmakaimis and they explained the course and the Psychagoga. And now, a few people, someone in Michigan put out two volumes, and a few people in Eretz Yisrael put out. They're still publishing Chiburim, not Psychakalalos. No one got the doctoral dissertation yet, but they're still putting out the Svarim. So the Prima Godim has a Hakdome. Before he starts with Psychakalalos, so he begins the Hakdome from this Gemara in Gittin, Daf Samach Amud Beis. There is a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and his Talmud, Rabbi Elazar. I say his Talmud because the Prima Godim makes that relevant. He says, we usually have a klal. Whenever there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, ein halacha k'talmid b'mokam harav. So we're going to pass like Rabbi Yochanan, usually, unless the Gemara said before, you should pass like Rabbi Elazar. Once in a while, the Gemara has exceptions to the rule that you pass like Ribis Ketzutza. If Yotze B'dayonim happens to be in his own Eshach, a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, so the Gemara says, halachik Rabbi Elazar. Here we pass like Rabbi Elazar, that you do have the right to take back the Ribis Ketzutza. But usually, when the Gemara doesn't say one way or the other, so the accepted klal is, ain't halachik k'talmid b'mokam harav. Going to pass on like Rabbi Yochanan against Rabbi Elazar. So here there's a machlokes. How should we view the relationship between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh? Which is in the majority? If you go to a library and you look at all the Svarim, will it be Rav Torah will be Bichsav? Or will it be the Rav HaTorah will be Torah Shebaal Peh? So Rabbi Yochanan says, what we would have said, the Rav of the Torah is Baal Peh. Hey, look in the library. The Tanakh is only 24 Svarim. You have the Chamish and Chumash Torah and another 19 Svarim. And finished? Esm the Abba Svarim, and that's all. And the Torah Shebaal Peh is the full of Svarim, the Goddess in the library, the full of Svarim. Thousands and thousands and thousands of Svarim. So Rabbi Yochanan says, but we would have all said that Rav of Torah is Torah Shebaal Peh. And Rabbi Yochanan Rav Elazar both commenting on this pasuk. Echta v'loi, rubei tarosi haloka marzan nechshavu. So Rabbi Yochanan says that it's b'tmiyo. Should I write the majority of my dinim? No, I'm not going to do that. I'm only going to write the miyut. The Rav of the Torah is Baal Peh. And Rabbi Elazar disagrees and he reads the pasuk differently. He says, no, there's Bnei Chusa. Rav HaTorah was written. Rav HaTorah is Bechsav. Only Miot HaTorah is Baal Peh. So the Prima Godim quotes that Gemara, the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. And then he says, whatever they're fighting about, we're going to pass on like Rabbi Yochanan. Fine. But the Shad is, what in the world are they fighting about? How is that possible?
How
can it be that Rav HaTorah is Bechsav? How can Rabbi Elazar maintain a shita? So he says he looked, he found there's a sefer Be'er Sheva. Well, one of the early Achronim, Be'er Sheva, I think, was a Talmud of the Sma. Morgan Avram quotes a lot from the Be'er Sheva. So the Be'er Sheva has a chibur on Hoirius. As Shalas Achuvas a little bit. And then he has on the Mesichtas, where we have no Taisvis. So he wrote like, he was an Achron, and he composed Taisvis. He writes easy Taisvis. So in the beginning of Masechus Hoirius, he quotes this Gemara from Gittin Daf Samach, and he asks, how is that possible that there's a Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar? So he says, the Be'er Sheva writes, if you'll be Medayik Pirish Rashi well there in Maseches Gittin Daf Samach and Beis, you'll come to the realization as follows. Analyze all of the Torah that we have. We have the 24 Svarim of the Tanakh. Then we have how many Halachas L'Moshe Misinai are there? So the Rambam in the Hakdomet to the Pirush HaMishnayos writes one section of Torah Shebaal Peh, Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai, and I'm going to tell you the whole list, and he gives you a whole list, 50, 60, he gives you one half of a column. There's a check, the Rambam in the Hakdomet to the Pirush HaMishnayos, back at Brochus, he says one unit of the Torah Shebaal Peh, Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai, and I here is the full list, and he gives you the tefillin have to be black, and it has to be square, and he gives you a whole list. There's a famous tshuva from the Chavis Yoyer where he chepes the Rambam, and he says the Rambam forgot to list so many more, so it's 100. So the Rambam forgot another 40, 50, 60. But it's also, you can write them all on one column of a page. So the whole unit of the Halachas L'Moshe M'Sinai is very short. The Tanakh is only 24 Svarim, and the Halachas L'Moshe M'Sinai is very short. All the Dinim D'Rabbanan, also, lots and lots of Dinim D'Rabbanan, but that's clearly Torah Shebaal Peh. The Dinim D'Rabbanan of Afeh, that no one in his right mind is going to say the Dinim D'Rabbanan Torah Shebaal Peh. He says the bulk of the Torah that's going to tip the scale to determine here, the Torah Shebaal Peh at 24 Svarim, and the Torah Shebaal Peh has a lot of Dinim D'Rabbanan, and it has Halachas L'Moshe M'Sinai, Zomish and Zog, 150 Halachas L'Moshe M'Sinai. But the bulk of the Torah is going to tip the scale if it goes with the Tanakh, then that's going to be the Rav. And if it goes with the Halachas Moshe Messina, that's going to be the Rav. Or the dinim that are derived from the Midrash, Atarna Dreshes Ben. So the Be'er Sheva writes, if you look in Rashi, if you read the Rashi slowly and carefully there in Gittin, you'll realize that Rashi learns that that was the Nekudas HaMachlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rab Loza, where the Rav HaTorah is Bichsab, the Rav HaTorah is Baal Peh. What they're fighting about is Halach HaLamoshe Misinai, which has no mocker at all to derive it from Chumash, that the tefillin have to be black and the tefillin have to be square. There's absolutely no method at all to derive this from the Chumash. So that's Torah Shabbat Peh. No one disagrees. That's for sure Torah Shabbat Peh. There's no way to derive it. But what about all the Midrash HaTorah Nidash Nispen? You're reading in between the lines. What about all of those? Are they the same as Halach HaLamoshe Misinai? Because Sof Kol Sof, it's not Torah Shabbat Chsav. Or should you assume not so? Or should you assume no? That since you are reading it in between the lines, and that's like Rabbi Hirsch said, these are Rashi Prokim, and then the rest is like a Pirish. So it all blends in. So he said, Be'er Sheva says that is the Machlokes. The only Shaila is, what's an Afkemina? What's the difference whether you say the dinim that are derived through the Midrash HaTorah Nidash Nispen should be treated as Torah Shebichsav, as a Pirish, because you're reading in between the lines, or it's a separate unit that's added on, it's the Torah Shebabo, it's Vajemeh HaNafkemina. So that's what the Prima Godim gives you a long Arichas. That's his long arichas in the beginning of the Psicha HaKalalis to try to give nafkeminas. So I'd like to mention some of those. So one of them is very famous. He gives complicated. The Be'er Sheva gives a complicated nafkemina that's questionable, and Prima Godim also gives very complicated nafkeminas. He does. I'm going to give very easy ones. Some of them he has, and most of them he does not. One is very famous. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Ishus writes that there are three ways to get married. The first Mishnah in Kedushin says, "Risha niknas either b'kesef or b'shtar or b'diyah." So halacha l'maisa does make a difference, but they do kesef b'shtar b'diyah. The Gemara says it's prohibited. Also to do a makadish b'diyah is loike. You give makas marid. It's not right. What about shtar? Shtar, there's no makas marid. Nonetheless, the Rambam writes, "Kvanog kol yisrael l'kadish b'kesef." What does that mean? Kvanog kol yisrael l'kadish b'kesef. The Jews are Mekadosh B'Kesef, the Goyim are not Mekadosh B'Kesef. What kind of a Lashon is that? It means the Orthodox Jews are Mekadosh B'Kesef. He means Lapuke from the Karoim. Because the Karoim never accepted the Torah Shebaal Peh, and the whole Kiddush HaKesef is only known through the Torah Shebaal Peh.
Yeah,
and Ara Yoyim Hazeh, the Karoim, we're blessed with a lot of Karoim. And Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanut has their hands full with the Karoim. They're different Karoim from Russia and from Egypt. They have different Shittas. But Nafkaminas from Amzeris, all kinds of things, they have a lot of headaches and a lot of problems. So the Karoi Marayay Mazer don't accept Kiddush HaKesef. So the Rambam writes that from the three forms of Kiddushin, Kiddush HaKesef, Shtar and Biyo, two of them are Medivrei Torah. The Kiddush HaBiyo is in the Pasuk, that's considered Kiyikech Hishisho Ubeolo. So the Chazal, you could have read Kiyikech Hishisho Kama, if a man gets married, he's already married, and that afterwards, and he has a taina, and he's Moitzi Shemra on his wife. So the Chazal say, no, you read the Pasuk, Kikech Ishishu Ubiyola, if he's Mekadosh, the woman Bediyo. So the Chazal understood that Kiddush Ubiyo is Torah Shebichsav. And what about Kiddush Shtar? So the Rambam says, also Torah Shebichsav. Why? Because it says, if you want to get divorced, you give a get, and the only way to get divorced is b'ksivim mizgaresh, is dena mizgaresh, is b'dov rachet. The only way is a get. And then it says v'yosav ahol v'hoysav v'shachar. So you say v'yosav ahoysav makash havai liyitziyah. Just like you can get divorced, just like yitziyah is with a shtar, with a get, so the kiddushin is with a shtar. So the Rambam says that kiddushay shtar and kiddushay biyo are considered Torah Shebichsav. Kiddushay kesef, that's divrei sofrim. What's about divrei sofrim? So there's a long Kesef Mishnah, a famous long Kesef Mishnah, and there's a long Shach in Chosh Mishpat, because the Rambam has such a Lashon also by Kroivin. The Rambam says that the relatives by marriage are only Pasul Eidus Medivrei Sofrin. My uncle by marriage, if my uncle who married my aunt, they have an aunt and she's married, so my uncle by marriage, the Rambam writes, is only possible with divrei sofrim. What's the gemein dog? It means that it's only with the rabbanon, or it means it's min haTorah. So that's where the shach is in Hilchos Eidus, towards the end of Hilchos Eidus, simon lamed vav or something over there. When he has all the kroivim apostle Eidus, it is a long shach, and it's negel la'alocha. You have to know taka whether the kroivim apostle Eidus min haTorah with the rabbanon. So there's a long shach, and he quotes the Kesef Mishnah and the Rambam and Hilchos Ishus by the Kiddush Kesef, and he quotes a long Rivoshim, and he says, no, the Rambam says the Reserfim, he meant Torah Shabbat Peh. He didn't mean that it's only with the Rabbah. That's obvious. Where did the Rambam get this from? Why does the Rambam, and that's why the Rambam writes that Kiddush Kesef is only Divrei Sefer, it's only Torah Shabbat Peh, and that's why the Orthodox Jews who do subscribe to the Torah Shabbat Peh, we have chosen Kol Yisrael Kaddish B'Kesef as opposed to the Karoyim, that they don't subscribe to the Torah Shabbat Peh, so they don't hold from the Kiddush Kesef, so we have chosen B'Davke to use Kiddush Kesef to demonstrate that we do accept the Torah Shabbat Peh. Yeah, the Balamor writes that's why you have Cholent on Shabbos in order to demonstrate that you believe in the Torah Shabbat Peh, because the Karoim used to always eat cold because they translated the Sabar Reish B'chol Mashosechem. But on Shabbos, you're not allowed to have any lights on, you're not allowed to have any fires on, so they sat in the dark house. So some say that's why you say a bracha L'hadlik Ner Shal Shabbos. Tosfos has a whole discussion the beginning of Bavei Madlikin. Why do you say a bracha when you bench lift? You don't say a bracha when you vacuum the rug. You don't say bracha when you take a shower. You don't say bracha when you get dressed, when you set the table. Manishtana dis achone for Shabbos mol yodis. So it's a whole issue. So some historians suggested maybe the bracha, and it never appears in the Gemara. The bracha does not appear in the Gemara. The earliest source is in the Gaonic literature. So some of the history books suggested it was introduced perhaps by the Gaonim kedei lahotzi milibam shel hakaroyim, to demonstrate that we hold you do leave on lights on Shabbos. Adarav, that enhances the koyt Shabbos. And the Balamor has that famous comment that whoever does need hot food on Shabbos, he doesn't have hot tea or hot shoven, soch b'dika achro. You have to check into it. Maybe he's an apikoros. Maybe he doesn't subscribe to the Torah Shabbat Peh. He mentions about Bris Mila. That's where Rav Mendel Kasher writes. And the Torah Shleim on Parshas Lech Lecha, when you have the din of Bris Mila, so the Rambam, he quotes the Rambam, that the Rambam writes, he can do a Bris Mila with any sharp instrument, a sharp razor, a scissors, a sharp piece of glass, a sharp piece of wood, whatever you want. And the minig all over by the Jews is use a knife. So he asks, why is the minig to use a knife? Why don't you use a scissors? If you're cutting around, so why should you use a knife?
quotations from Gemaras. Whenever the Rambam is not quoting either a Gemara or a Medrash or a Yerushalmi or a Tosefta, Mishnah, something, he's also a Pasuk once in a while, he quotes a Pasuk. Usually whenever the Rambam adds on something on his own, so he writes your royal lead. And sometimes he'll even write your royal lead on a very obvious and a very elementary thing. He's got one place. The Rambam writes on a certain thing your royal lead, and the Rambam is master. What kind of your royal lead? It's an opera mishnah. What do you need your royal lead? The Rambam is so careful. Anything that's slightly over and above what it says in the Gemara, the Rambam will write your royal lead. And everything else in the Rambam is direct quotations from the Gemara. So over here, where did the Rambam get this from? That there's a distinction between Kiddushi Kesef on the one hand, that that's Divrei Sofrim, as opposed to Kiddushi Bia, Kiddushi Shtar, that's at this Torah B'Chsav, more Torah B'Chsav. Where is this at that long Kesef Mishnah? On the first page, page 2, and Elchus, the first Omid base, and Elchus, the issues, and the Kesef Mishnah says, right, it says it's based on that Gemara. It appears in a few places the Gemara has, once in a while, the annulled marriage. Some people think you solve all the world problems, you know, all the marriages. You know, once in a year, but they would annul a marriage. After our body condition, they have cross-eyed conditions. So you know, I said, what do you mean? How can you mean after condition? Yesh, kerf, yad, chacham, and lack of government, I can't be cool, yesh, state of Lysino, how do the Chachamim have the right to allow the woman, the Eshesish, to remarry? Eikach Laka Bikumen. They can tell you, don't blow Shaykhah on Rosh Hashanah when it falls on a Shabbat. Don't shake a Lulav when Sukkot falls on a Shabbat. The Gershon is Garbet Pesach should not bring the Korban Pesach. They would tell you to shave the Al-Pasah to violate the Al-Pasah, but they can't tell a person to call the Assay to go violate an Aveh of Lysina. So the Gemara says like the Gemara starts up. Hey, now, this would be me, this would be okay if they only got married in the first place, the Kiddushi Kesef. These Gefalach, we understand how they can be oiked to the Kiddushi. But if it's Kiddushi Shtar, Kiddushi Bia, how can they be oiked over there? So the Gemara says, nonetheless, they have the right to be called the Mekadosh, as I said, the Rabban of Mekadosh, and therefore Afkina Rabban Kedushmane. So why did the Gemara think originally that there's a difference, that if it's only Kedusha Kesef, then it's understandable how the Chachamim have the right. So the Kesef Mishnah says that Gemara is the marker for the Rambam. The Rambam learned Shat in that Gemara. it's only Divrei Sofrim. That's at the lower level. That's a different chelik of Torah. So in the area of Parash Baal Peh, the din is a yeshkach yal chachamim. So if Kodesh b'keset, if Yerushim is only done b'keset, so we understand easily how the Bezin has a right to be makid Kiddushin. But if it's Kiddushin Shtar and Kiddushin Dia, that's a very Parashat B'chzav. That's in Kach Laka Dovman Atara, that's Dovman Atara, that's Parashat B'chzav. So the Rambam understood in that Gemara that there's a chilek halacha between Parashat B'chzav and Parashat Baal Peh. That true, there are parts of the Parashat Baal Peh that are Pirush of the Parashat B'chzav, but when you're dealing with the Zereshava, that's already not a Pirush, that's something else. Sugachepit, that's something added on to the Torah Shabbat, because it's not part of the same system. Similarly, when you learn Yeridaya, you don't learn traitors. The Freed University is the learned Elvis Traitors. So on the first page in Elvis Traitors, the Shofar quotes the Rambam that there are eight basic categories of traitors. All traitors. It says in the Gemara that there are 70 traitors. There's 70 headings, yeah, but the 70 can really be, how do you like, classified under 18, and the 18 can really be classified under 8. So the Rambam lists off the beginning of Hilchus, not the beginning, a couple of prokim with the Hoshita, or Hay or something like that, when it's Perakay. So he starts off the chapter, there's a passing Chumash of Basa Basada Trefa Masachay. Now included in this passage, he says that all eight forms of Trefa. But the Pshuta Shalmikra, the Parash B'chzav, is only talking about Drusa. Drusa means when a big animal clawed, attacked them, a small, let's say big animal attacks a lamb and rips off a lamb. So that Basa Basada Trefa means it was ripped apart by a bigger animal. Or, let's say, didn't rip off a leg from the lamb, it clawed it on the neck in such a way that it made it into a trefa. So that's considered Pshuta Shalmikra. Then you have an animal that was born missing a leg, has five legs instead of four legs, has a hole in the lungs, it wasn't attacked by a larger animal in the forest or anything like that. So the Rambam says that's not really included in Parash B'chzav. These seven additional that are only included in the, also included in the Mashmas of the Pasuk, through the Tosh of Abbas and the Ramanites, and therefore there's a distinction between the two. So what, if you have a suffix, a Yomi Machmir, if you have a suffix on a Jusa, but if you have a suffix on the other seven traces, you would be Mekel. So all of the portion of the Taz quotes this, the first Taz in all these traces have been similar to this, one of the first paragraphs in the Taz he quotes the Rambam, he had great difficulty understanding, identifying which din is the Rambam alluding to, where is there a suffix in the illustrations that you're Machmir and Jusa, and you make all the other seven traces, we have Sphakis and Jusa where you make all, and you have Sphakis and the others where you Machmir. So what category of suffix is he referring to that he's not? Because Jusa's Pshutish HaMikra is Tarish Machzad Yemachmir. Because the others are Tarish HaMapay Yemekel. So the Taz, the Lech HaMishnah, the Raman, they all have the thing. The Gordon tells me they all have great difficulty figuring out. So on the side of that Rambam, the beginning of Hilchus, not the beginning about Perikain, Hilchus Shkita, when he starts on Hilchus Trefus, the Magid Mishnah quotes a Hasaga from the Ramah. Just like we have Hasagas from the Raivit running comments, when he disagrees, to say that the Ravid always disagrees with different things that the Ramah has. So I think a contemporary of the Ravid was also the Ramah. I think he also lived in Provence. He wrote also Hasagas. Some of them are available in print. There was a professor from Hebrew Union College in the Reform Seminary, Atlas. He learned by Weinberg by the Swedenation in Berlin. And then when he came to America, he needed a Parnassus, and he joined the Reform Seminary. So he published it in Cincinnati, he published the Sabyad from part. He didn't print all. He printed part of the Hasagas Ramah. So Chachamim and Bnei Brak were unhappy. They didn't want to use this Apicurus's Hasagas Ramah. So they reprinted it. They just left out these footnotes, and they left out the Shablot, and they found that Xaviyat. They didn't find that in Xaviyat, they just took the theme of the Sage, and they reprinted it because they didn't want to have his name, and they didn't want to have his footnotes. Anyway, so they don't have, but the Magen Mishnah has more Hasagas Ramah than we have available. So he quotes on this Rambam, the Ramah asks, but I don't understand even the seven that Allah HaMashim seen, it's also their Isa. So why is the Ramah prepared to be Mekel? One question is they don't know what the Rambam is alluding to, which suffix break a Yamach Mia Mekovir. So then they break their heads to figure out the Grimgar and finally comes up with something. But what's the logic behind it? Forget about what the case. What's the logic? What do you mean? Everything is there, I see. So the Ramach writes, he's unhappy with this Ramach. So the Magi Mishnah writes, he quotes the Ramach and he says, but Sof Kosof, since this is Pshut Yishol Mikras Tarish Mechsav, and that's Tarish Mechsav, so the Ramach holds that it's a separate thing. It doesn't blend in to be one. In fact, not everything of the Tarish Mechsav is a Pirish. And the Tarshim itself, some constitute a separate unit and a separate entity. In such a similar, perhaps identical Rambam, the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and Sefer HaMitzvahs is dedicated to determining which are the Tayyad Mitzvahs of Torah. In the first half of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam gives you the 14 Klomim, how to determine what qualifies and what doesn't qualify. So the Rambam has, I think, the third of the Sharashim, the third principle is you only include in the list of the Tayyad Mitzvahs whatever's Mefurish in Teresh Mechsav. Whatever's Teresh Mechsav, that's given so from and that doesn't count. So the Ramban has a whole attack against the Rambam on what's wrong with the Tarish of Al-Fat. What is it? He doesn't believe in an apicurus, he's a reformer. He doesn't believe in the Tarish of Al-Fat is Ben HaShamayim. It's the same thing there, I says the Tarish of Al-Fat. And he quotes and he quotes and he attacks the Rambam. And then he attacks the Rambam in the middle of his long attack. He writes, and the Rambam is absolutely wrong when he said that Sufik
Well,
Shulchan Aruch is not so, then it's halacha l'maisha nisina. That our law, the parents that brought the first beings are our law, are the zasim chutzlaret, is halacha l'maisha nisina. Take the Gemara Akash, but how can it be? Allah Almighty, you see, now is the husband, the rice. We have a Mishnah that says a self-acclaimed Chutz Lord's his mutter. So self-acclaimed Eretz Yisrael is also a self-acclaimed rice. I go to the store and they're selling fruits. I don't know when the fruits grew, but it's in the first 3 years or after the first 3 years. So if it's an Eretz Yisrael self-acclaimed, it's also. And if it's a Chutz Lord, self-acclaimed Chutz Lord's is mutter. Craig the Gemara, Bishleim, if you're all dead, it's only the Rabbanon, so serving the Rabbanon, the Kula. But if you think that it's Allah HaMashi Nisina, so it's a Binder Isaac, why do you say that's faith of the Hakka? So the Gemara says, Ishtanim Kishor Chodha, the one who was asked the Kasha was done, and then finally he thought about it and it came to realization, not the storm, but the third says, Kach Memra Halacha, that's part of the package deal of the Halacha Moshe Sinai, Vada Asa, Usfeka Muta, only Vada Yama is Asa Bukhut Slats, and Saka Kaila is Muta, that's Halacha Moshe Sinai. So the Ramban says, and the Rambam is wrong, that the Rambam says that every Sophic in Halacha Moshe Sinai is Lachil. It's wrong because you see from the Gemara that it's only in all of the Chutz Lord. Every other Halacha Moshe Sinai is wrong. So the Nesikanim on the side is, every other suffix, Allah Almighty Yisinah is Mahachmeh. The only one that's like him is all of the Chutzos Kachmeh Allah. So the Mephoshim on the side said they don't know exactly which, what did the Rambam say? That got the Ramban so angry. Where did the Rambam say? Not like the Rambam. Maybe the Rambam agrees with the Ramban. Where did the Rambam make any statement that a Sophic Halacha L'maisha Nisinai is Lahakil? So some say maybe he's alluding to this Rambam by the Trafus, that the Trafus produces Mephushim and Pasuks, you go back there. The other second is Trafus, you go back, but that Rambam, I'm not so sure what he said in the first place. So which Rambam is he referring to? The later Achrayim finally dug up, there is a Rambam in Hilchos Mikvot, when he talks to Stasi. It's the Sefer Arade Rabbanim, by one of the Al-Ghazi families. So he has alphabetically arranged, starts with Aleph and he goes to Tav. He has every concept asmachta lokanyin, is it in the rice, is it in the rabbana, mulutzach eged, eged, is it in the rice, is it in the rabbana, kinyanagav, is kinyanagav, is it in the rice, is it in the rabbana, every din that you heard month ago that my Mashgiach came and checked the mikveh, it had more than 40 souls. And I was tabling in the mikveh last week. And then today, the Mashgiach comes and he checks the mikveh's chaser. So, there's all discussion in the Gemara and the Mishnah, it's what you do. Mikveh Shevin Bar Binim Tzachas, it's the issue of Titan and the Yusuf. You go to Homer, do you go to Kuba, how do you treat the case? So it's clear from the Gemara that whenever you have a Tzachas, when you have Memsah, you have to go to Homer. So when the Rambam quotes that then, he writes, a person was tabled in a mikveh, and it's a sofik in the ad mem saw, so you have to go to Homer, and even though the requirement for mem saw is only halacha l'maisha m'Sinai, implying that really you should go to Hakel. But this is a different kind of a halacha l'maisha m'Sinai zafta. This halacha l'maisha m'Sinai is touching up what the words in the pasuk mean. The pasuk says you have to be tevel in a mikveh, so this is just giving a pirush. The mikveh means kach v'kach. So this kind of halacha l'maisha m'Sinai you have to go l'hachma. So from the Rambam there in Hilchos Mikvos, and he's quoting a Tosefta here. That's a Beferish of Tosefta. The Tosefta said this is a divrei sofrim. It's Ikor Medivin Tar Perusha Medivin Sehem, that's why you go l'achma. My studies from the way the Rama quotes that Tosefta, it's a Tosefta like that, that if it would have been a plain halacha l'maisha m'Sinai, you would go l'achma. And that's talk of what the Rama sounds like he said, in Hilchos Treifas, he says the other seven treifas are only halacha l'maisha m'Sinai, so you talk to God the Hakel. And the one treifa of Jerusa, we don't know exactly what cases he's referring to, but the principle is like that. Shtimtaka, the Rama, by the Treifas, the seven as opposed to the one, corresponds to what the Rama wrote in Hilchos Mikvos. So you see that there are different parts to the Parash about that. Some of the halachas l'maisha m'Sinai, like by the Memsah, that's a pirush on the Parash of the Sabbath. And others are not a pirush. Others are something separate. They're different halakim to the Parash of the Sabbath. Doesn't make a difference whether she's a nation of each because of it. There's no, but the Gemara says, Ahava mina, that the Chachamim wouldn't have the power to be mafia kedushin, it will be kedushin shtar. So the Maskana that's rejected, but the principle does remain that Ein Kerach
So let the coin hang it in the top.
Monday, and now think I'm gone. What happens in Mishnah is, if the Kohen is walking down the highway with the Nazir, so the Nazir has the exact same din as the Kohen Gadol, but he's not even allowed to be metami to the Zayin Kohen, he's only allowed to be metami to the Neis Mitzvah. So which one is considered Nahum? So that's a ganze machlokes hatanaim of lezer hachamim. Because on the one hand, the Kohen Gadol is not a Kohen Gadol. What does it say? The Kohen Gadol is Kedushasai. Walking down the block. Both Nazir, thing, you have both his ears. Shami says the one who is Makabalan is on his Mahama. Why? Because that's Divay Taira, and this is only Divay Sofer. What do you mean Divay Sofer? So the Gemara in Nazir, Dav Chav Tes, has a Machlais of Yechanav Shlokish regarding the old Madir is Benal Benazis, and a Shlokish hold that it's only a Din de Rabbana. But Rabbi Yechana holds that's a Wies, and Rabbi Yechana holds that it's a Lachal Moshe Mitzinai. And Yerushalmi over here seems not to distinguish. They don't get involved. Bishleim Elerayt, Shlokish, Elerayt, Rabbi Yechana, Meitel, Meimah. They don't raise an issue. The simple reading in Yerushalmi is that even if you should assume the way we assume the halacha, like Rabbi Yechanan, that her old mother has been up in Nazir, the father can declare the son as a Nazir, is a dinda rice and mamish, it's halacha the Moshe Mitzinai still. The Yisr of the Nazir who is Mekablan is on is considered more chomor than the kind of a Nazir that the father was Mekablan. Why? So the Mephoshim on Yerushalmi said because an Yisr that's known for the Torah of Echzav is more chomor and an Issa that's only known for Allah HaMashi Messina. One in comparison to the other, this is Kala, that's Chama, and Machila Mosa HaKala Kalkina. Similarly, there's such a difference as the Magen Avraham in Hilchus Kiddush. By Hilchus Shabbos raises an issue that we have now every week. Let's say you daven Friday afternoon, you daven early, Makabel Shabbos early, go home, you make Kiddush, and the sun is still shining. So the Gemara says you can be Yotze Kiddush during the Zman of on Erev Shabbos. During the Zman of Pesach Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham quotes a Mordechai from the second parak in Megillah, where the Mordechai quotes a kasha from an obscure region, Rabbi Tuvia Megiana, or something like that. He's bothered with a kasha, but the mitzvah of Kiddush is a dindaraisa. It's considered perishing itself. The Rambam counts Kiddush is one of the Tariyat mitzvahs, and he says it's considered perishing itself. But the Mars and Zachos and Shabbos Lekatshay, that Zachary Ramayayin is the rice. The Rambam says you don't count perishing all pears, and in the Yeramitz is the Kiddush is considered perishing itself. That's how the Rambam writes. Because the Gemara calls it the rice, and he holds that that's term. The rice in his perishable self. If his self would mean that his perishable self. So that Rabbi Natuvi is bothered with a kasha, how can you be Yotze Kiddush during this man of Pesach and Shabbos? But Tosefes is not the same level of Shabbos. Venus itself, what does that mean? It's a little unclear. It's very unclear what is Cassius, a supremely god name in this Psychotomales. Not over here. I would have thought he would bring it. He does, and he brings it later when he's talking about other things and he hasn't almost finished. Prima Gordon said that he thinks of it up and he fully meant to say the following. What is the whole marker for Tosef and Shabbat Rushte? So the Gemara says that it's derived from Taisa Shviz. When you have a Shnas HaShmita, so you might say to hold on the question, where does Taisa Shviz come from? So that's a Machlekes in the Gemara, whether that's a Lachal Meshim Sinai, or that's a Pasuk, that's a Drasha. So he thinks, one opinion is you like the Sefer Yom Kippur. The Tish L'Chodesh B'Erev, right? He's himself Sefer Tish L'Chodesh B'Erev. And from Yom Kippur you like the Shviz. That's one opinion in mind. And the other opinions are Fakir. That there's a local emotion to see that place in Shviz. And then from that, you derive the only other case. Yeah. So the Prima Gordon suggests, this is questionable whether this is the Pshat, but he thinks that that's what up in a Tuvia was driving at a Nikasha. He meant to ask Nikasha that since the whole marker of Pesach Shabbos, the whole marker of Pesach Shabbos is only based on a Halach of a Moshe Sinai of Pesach Shabbos. Comment that the Ron has in Lisa Halalis. So then, Ron, both in the Dawn Amish list, it gives you cross references on it. Now, the Dawn doesn't look when he wrote a Shmuz. On Shmuz, he wrote on the Rit. On the Dawn, he wrote on the Gemara. So then, Ron points out there is a Gemara. What if you have Chatzi Shia? Have a little piece of tray for food. But it's not a whole kazai. A little bit of tray. So Chatzi Shia is prohibited. You're not only forbidden to eat. Shir Shalom, all kazais and treifas, you're not permitted to eat a chatzishir treifas. So the Gemara, the beginning of the last parak in Yuma, has a machlokes adirach and a mishlokes regarding the nature of chatzishir. Is that a misa deraisa, or is that a misa derabbana? So we paskin, like our Be'echan and the Chatzishi is awesome and our Torah. Awesome and our Torah, but where's the Pasuk? And it says in the Pasuk, Lo'sach ho'kol neve'ilo, Achila, ein Achila, Kusim Mekezayis. So the Pshuta Shalmikra is only talking about eating a kazayas. So where does Rabbi Yochanan derive his chumash and kashita from? Chatzishir's asma right there. So it's a drasha. It's based on the midrashatam yeshma. It says, lo sechwa kol neveila, or kol chayla, kol chayla blasachayla. Cold has the connotation of cold. Cold sometimes means warm and sometimes sometimes he Darshan call means all, and sometimes Darshan call means part. Different places. This, no, depending on the context. That's right. Depending on the context. The time place is right, the time and the time is the same time as sometimes does Darshan S. Sometimes doesn't Darshan S. Sometimes does Darshan Bob, sometimes not. Sometimes the same time holds Yeshem Lamika, sometimes all Yeshem Lamasuris. The Taisus says all of the Midrashot are regressions, and you have to figure out based on the context which way you should darshan. So each one had to have a feel of how to read the word kol, like over here. So here, how does Rabbi Yochanan the Chatzis hear us when I take, because it says kol. Kol chelev masachel. Kol means a kol. So the Ran writes in the Dorim and he repeats in the Shavuos also. This din of Chatzis hear us when I take. This is not Torah Shabbat. This is only Torah Shabbat. Not before she crossed, and we're reading in between the lines of it. It's been a Midrash HaTorah Midrashis there. So the Ran says that what happens if a person takes a nether or a shwa, I will not eat this. And this happens to be a Chatzishira trace of food. Would you say that Anisa Halalisa, since it's ready Asimanatara, from before, it's anyway Asimanatara, Hatshishir Asimanatara, so should you say that? a different system. In this system, it's mutta. In the system of the Parashat of Sab, it's considered mutta. And that doesn't count to prevent the other Isis Mika. So the kids said, what we just did was that we showed that there are steers, and the parents told the steers saw, you have to figure out in each case there are different parts of the Parashat of Sab. The Pirushim on the Kabbalah and Sachmanish, that's Pirush. The Rambam calls that Pirush, that's Mamish Pirush. And even the Midrash HaTorah addresses them like the Mem Sof and the Mikvahs, and the Rambam quoted it to Septimik was, that's refers to Pshat in the Pasuk, when the Pasuk says, Mikramayim, Achmayim, above Mikramayitar, a body of water, how much of a body of water do you need? So the Allah HaMashim Sinai tells you, Pshat in the Pasuk, like the Pre-Eitzadah, the Allah HaMashim Sinai tells you that the Parish of Atah tells you that that's what it means. So there are many halachas of the Parash Ma'peh that are mamishah and etzim chaylik of the Parash itself. And you have other parts of the Parash Ma'peh that are considered a separate entity, a separate system. And you thought, and it doesn't blend in, and the man of Kavahan and the Allah HaLamashim Messina, and you cannot, it's not part of the same system. But you say everything has to blend in, and you know, maybe it can be done at Kavahan. No, you have all these 6, 7, 8 nafkaminas, whatever they were that we just mentioned. So this is a big topic. This is the opening. This is just the first paragraph that the Prima Gardner raises the issue in the Hakdamah to the Tzihat HaLevah. Quoted in Achleikus Rav Yechon and Rav Elazar in the Gittin Daf Samach HaMeis with the Rav Taris Bichsav and Rav Taris Baal Peh. So he said, how can it be, of course, the Rav Taris Baal Peh? So he says, no, the Yeshiva says, the Achleikus is on the Midrash HaTorah and Rosh Hashanah. Rashi and Gittin seems to hold on to Midrash HaTorah. Do you treat that as Parashat Bichsav? Do you treat it? What do you mean, do you treat it? What's an afkamina? Am I an afkamina? Do you treat it?